Welcome. Welcome, everyone. Okay, so let's talk about what to think to yourself. And when you think about, and this is like all very meta, when you think about what you think to yourself, the first question you may want to ask yourself is, why does it matter what I think? Why does it matter what I think at all? Because so many of us have gone through our entire lives, our entire education system, and not been taught to think on purpose. We have not been taught to manage our minds, to manage our brains. We haven't been taught how to change our thoughts, to select our thoughts, or how much of an impact our thoughts have on us. And so because we haven't been taught that, we haven't really been taught to think for ourselves, we may question why it even matters now. Why does coaching even matter now? If nobody's been teaching this to us, is it really that important? And I want to offer that it is. I want to offer that it is one of the most important things, if not the most important thing that we can learn when it comes to our lives. And here's why. First and foremost, here's why. What you experience in the world is determined by what you think. Your brain is your translator of everything that's going on there in the world. Okay? Your brain has a thought about it, and that's how you know it is there. That's how you know it exists. That's how you make it mean something, by how you've been taught to think and then what you decide to think about it. So if you think about, your brain is just filled with sentences. Those are thoughts, sentences about the world. And those sentences translate the world to you. Your brain is also filled with sentences about you, about yourself. And so your entire life, think about this, your entire life is determined by how you think about the world and how you think about yourself in relation to the world. If you don't have conscious thought, you don't have a life. You don't have an experience of the world. You have to be conscious, right? Conscious, awake in the world with a brain that can process the world and yourself. So knowing this, wouldn't you think that we should spend a significant amount of time teaching our children and teaching ourselves how to think in a way that would most serve our lives? No, that is not what we're taught. What we're taught is to think what we're told to think. We're taught, this is what you should think about this, and this is what you should think about that, and this is how you define that, and this is how you do this. And in so many ways, that's very important, especially when we're really little and we're just learning about words and language and what things are and how to describe those with words. That's a beautiful thing. But as we continue to go through our lives, and as we get old enough to understand what thought is, that's when we need to start managing our thoughts and choosing our thoughts on purpose, choosing the thoughts that we want to have for our lives that'll most serve us in the life that we want to have. So think about the meaning that you give to the world. Now, when I talk about the world, I'm talking about everything in the world and all the people in it and all your relationships in it and all of your relationships to your career, to, you know, everyone in your life. And also your thoughts about yourself and your body and your health and your thoughts and about your own mind. Okay? These are the most valuable, most powerful impactors of your life, your thoughts. And yet none of us are taught literally how to think in a way that will serve us and give us the life that we want. So you are either living your life deliberately choosing the way that you want to think, deliberately understanding the thoughts that are in your mind and how they impact your life with an awareness of how the brain works, or you are simply responding on autopilot. Your brain is going to think whether you tell it to or not. Your brain is going to interpret in the way that it's been trained to interpret without your opinion if you're not being conscious. So you can be going through your entire life thinking about your life and thinking about the world in a certain way, creating your experience of the world without even realizing that you are responsible for that. You just think you're floating through the world and this is how the world is. But if you really think about that, how can two people in the same world have a completely different experience of the world mentally? It's because they're interpreting the world differently based on how they were socialized, based on what they were taught, based on what they were, you know, conditioned to believe, and based on how their particular brain chooses to focus and interpret the world. So what I feel so passionately about teaching all of you and as many people as I can is the simple fact that if you manage your mind, if you understand thoughts and you understand your thoughts in particular and how they work and how they affect your life, and you decide what to think to yourself on purpose, you can change your life dramatically in any way that you choose to. Now, some of you may feel like each thought doesn't matter, or each sentence doesn't matter, or you're just making observations about the world. But what I want to point out to you, and this is one of the most, like, I think, life-changing things that ever happened to me, was understanding that my brain has 60,000 thoughts per day. 60,000. It is constantly interpreting. It's constantly judging. It's constantly creating meaning. And it's constantly habitually repeating thoughts that it's always thought, making it easy for me to think the thoughts that I've always thought, even if I haven't chosen those thoughts consciously. Most of our thoughts are unsupervised, haphazard, unconscious, and pre-programmed. They're not conscious. So basically, your life becomes an unconscious response to unexamined thoughts. So if I meet someone and they say to me, how do you have this life that you have? How have you created this? How are you so happy? How did you get this in your life? And I say to them, I just manage my mind. I just create my thoughts on purpose. They kind of think I'm crazy. And I thought a lot about this. I thought, why do we think it's crazy when people say, I just manage my mind? It's just a thought. I mean, even people in my own industry, we kind of poke fun. Well, you know, that's just a thought. Because that is actually how it works. So if you try to change your life, if you try to change what's going on in your life without understanding the thoughts in your life and how those thoughts are affecting how you function in the world, you will probably end up very frustrated. You will probably end up very ineffective in changing your life. This was me for years. I kept trying to change my life with action because I didn't understand how much my thoughts were affecting me. Now, the second reason why thoughts are so important and we must decide what to think to ourselves is that our thoughts create our feelings. Stay with me, okay? So our feelings determine the quality of our life. Think about this. How you feel on a day-to-day basis, what your mood is, what you experience vibrationally is the quality of your life. If you're at a very high vibration with a lot of amazing emotions and a lot of energy, the quality of your life will be at a certain level. If you are, you know, lower energy, defeated energy, frustrated energy most of the time, the quality of your life will be at a different level. So when I learned that our thoughts create our feelings, I was like, what are you talking about? Why did no one teach me this basic truth? Why did that never? I was a psychology major in college. Why did nobody say one thought creates one feeling? 60,000 thoughts a day create 60,000 feelings a day. You might want to pay attention to what your thoughts are. Your thoughts are going to create the quality of that experience within your body, your interaction with the world, those vibrations, how you feel. Have you ever tried to change how you feel without changing your thoughts? It doesn't work. Now, you may not realize that the reason you feel a different way is because your thoughts change. You may just be doing that haphazardly. But I want you to think about how much more effective you could be with your own emotional intelligence by understanding that your thoughts are what create your feelings. And therefore, you are responsible for your feelings in the best, most powerful way. The most important decisions you will ever make throughout a day is what to think. Because what you think will determine how you feel. And what you feel is the quality of your life. So think about that. Each day of your life, your emotions are creating that fabric. And if you wake up and you just feel an emotion, and say you just feel moody or lazy or frustrated, or you're having some kind of suffering, and you don't understand that it's the quality of your thoughts that is determining that, you will be lost in emotion. You will feel ineffectual. You will feel powerless. This was me for years. And what most of us try to do when we have feelings we don't want to have, we try and act our way out of them. We try to act against the very thoughts that are causing the feelings in the first place. Does not work. Did it for years. Does not work. What you think and what you decide to think on purpose is the most important work you will do, regardless of what you're trying to do, regardless of the career you're in, regardless of any action you're trying to take in your life. If you're a human on the planet, interacting with the world and interacting with your own self, the most important skill that you can have is understanding how to manage your mind, period. I will go up against any argument on this. Somebody may say, well, what about your health? But you can't change your health. You can't change your physical health without managing your mind, without changing your mental state, without understanding your own thinking. That will make being able to change your health, if you have the ability to change your health, the most powerful thing you can do. So let's look at some simple thought examples, okay? Let's think about some thoughts. Now, remember what I just taught you. Your thoughts create your feelings. So let's think about this. The thought is, I'm not very smart. Now, when you have a thought like this, this isn't necessarily a thought that you hear yourself think out loud or that you would say out loud. It's just a thought running in the background. I'm not very smart. I'm not going to be successful. This isn't going to work. I don't like my body. I don't make enough money. These people are dumb. Life is too hard. My life has no meaning. Think about these thoughts just going through your brain. You may not even notice them. You may just think they're true. You may just think, yeah, these people are dumb. And now I am. I'm not very smart. And I don't really like my body. These are just humming in the back of your mind. Now, times that by 60,000. I mean, times it by 100, but times it by 60,000 per day. And then imagine the emotion that you're creating in your body with negative thoughts that you may not even be aware of. Okay, now what I want you to do is I want you to consider that you may have big thoughts. You may have little thoughts during the day. You may have thoughts that seem meaningless. You may have thoughts that seem meaningful. But if every single one of those thoughts creates an emotion within you, how many emotions are you having a day? And how many emotions are you creating unconsciously in your own body that may be debilitating your progress without you being aware of it? Now, I want you to think about if we just shifted that thinking, that unconscious thinking, and made it more conscious, and instead of having 60,000 thoughts that sounded like that, we had 60,000 thoughts that sounded more like this. I love you madly. I love myself. I have an amazing life. I'm going to have an amazing life. My life is a gift. I have something amazing to offer this world. People are fantastic. The world is great. I'm excited to be alive. Now, these are thoughts that you may want to be thinking. These are thoughts that you think would be great. But maybe in your mind, you're like, well, I can't think that if I don't believe that, if that's not true. But the truth is that you can teach yourself to believe what you want to believe about your own life. Because thoughts that you believe create emotion. And coaching is one of the best ways to decide what you want to think, to believe what you want to think, and then to feel based on those thoughts. Now, at this point, I want to be clear. We are not talking about just saying affirmations. We're not talking about just saying, I love myself, I love myself, I love myself, without attaching the emotion that we want to create to it. Because if you're just saying a thought you don't believe over and over and over again, you're not going to be creating the emotion that you're thinking. Okay, you'll be thinking, I love myself. No, I don't. And then you'll have a negative emotion. I love myself. I used to do this with being thin. I used to be, I'm thin. No, you're not. I'm thin. No, you're not. And I used to create a negative emotion with a seemingly positive affirmation. That is not how this work works. The way this work works is by understanding first and foremost what you are currently thinking, then deciding if that's what you want to keep thinking. And if it isn't, choosing new thoughts, new perspectives, new beliefs based on what you genuinely can believe and feel based on that. So I want you to think of like Instagram. I want you to think of like a reel on Instagram. And have you ever had a reel on Instagram just be playing over and 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 over again? Well, that's your brain. Okay. Your brain is just playing thoughts, playing thoughts, playing thoughts, playing thoughts, playing thoughts over and over and over and over and over again. And maybe you don't even recognize the thoughts that are being played. You're so used to them. You're so used to your brain just sentence, 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 that you haven't been like, wait, what was that? Wait, what did you say? What are we thinking? We're not even questioning. We're not even examining it. We're not even noticing it. We don't even notice what's going on in there. So many people find, as soon as they get introduced to this work, they start finding thoughts in their own brains that they didn't even know they were there. Innocent thoughts in there that are so negative, creating so much negative emotion that you're thinking inadvertently, unconsciously, not even paying attention to, that are causing such a negative effect on your life because of the way that they're making you feel. And we'll talk more about the effect of those feelings on the quality of your life as we go through this course. More positive thoughts are available to us. More quality thinking is available to us. More high level work is available to us, but nobody ever offers it. nobody ever says, hey, do you want me to help you out with your brain? You want me to help you out with the most important decisions that you're going to make in your life, which is what to think about yourself and about the world? Let me help you. So people will say to me when I introduce them to these concepts and I kind of point out that thoughts really do create your feelings and your thoughts are what are interpreting the world and your opinion of yourself, they'll say, huh, so how do we solve it? How do we fix this? The fact that all my thoughts are unconscious, the fact that I haven't been aware in my life, how do we fix it? And I just want to tell you that the solution is so elegantly beautiful. It's so simple. Step one is you have to find out what you're thinking. You literally have to eavesdrop on your own mind. Now, this is tricky because you're thinking about what you're thinking about. You're using your brain to spy on your brain. You're using your brain to eavesdrop on your brain. So for new people, I always, always, always recommend that they get coached and that they have a coach that they can spend, like you do, 20 minutes with, emptying out the contents of the brain in a brain download, in a thought download. Now, here's how I like to think about a thought download. It's such a simple concept that you may overlook it. So I want to make sure that you truly understand what a thought download is. It's your brain dump, it's your brain download, okay? It's basically going in to your home, if you were thinking about your brain as a home, and looking around to see how dirty it is, to see how cluttered it is, to see what kind of mess is in there. Now, most of the time, brand new students do one or two things. They come in and they can't even see their negative thoughts. They're blinded by their own thinking. So they're like, it's fine in here. Other students will go in and turn on the lights and all they see is all the negative thoughts that they didn't know that were there. And they just want to turn the lights back off again. When you work with someone, when you work with one of the coaches in Get Coach that you have access to here, and you empty out your brain, they can help you see, they can help you notice the thoughts that may not be serving you, the optional thoughts you might want to consider changing. And I have coached thousands of people, and it is always astounding to me to have someone do a thought download, which will basically look like someone coming, and we'll demonstrate this in the second part of this class. I'm going to let you do thought downloads with me. But basically what happens is they just come and do a thought download. And I'll say, hey, did you know that was a thought? And they'll be like, what do you mean? That's just a thought. We think the thought so often, we think it's just true. We just think it's not optional. We think that it's part of what we have to believe. And sometimes when I point something out, like, I'm just not that smart. I'm just not that good at sports. I'm just not very organized. I'm just not very successful. We think those are just observations, but those are optional thoughts. And when a coach can point those out to you, can pluck them out of a thought download. And sometimes the best thoughts that we can pull out as coaches are the thoughts that don't seem negative. They don't seem like big thoughts. They don't seem like power beliefs. They're just little tiny ones. And what starts to happen is as we start becoming more and more aware of what we're thinking, we become more and more aware of how we are creating our own lives with our thoughts. Because here's what we show you. We show you your thought, and then we ask you, how does that thought feel? And we help you connect the thinking that you're doing with the feeling that you're doing. And so often your brain will explode with, what is happening? Why am I thinking that? That's why I'm anxious all the time. That's why I'm frustrated all the time. That's why I'm angry all the time. Not because of that person, not because of the world, not because of what's out there, but because of what I'm choosing to think. So many people come to me and they say, Brooke Castillo, you changed my life. I'm always telling them, no, you changed your thinking. That's what changed your life. We can't get anywhere until we become aware of what we're thinking. And thought downloads all thought downloads increase awareness in your own life. Now, I set up Get Coached so you can have a 20-minute session to get a thought download once a week. This is incredibly powerful. If you do this one session, which you're already included, you're entitled to every single week, your life will change. And this is not even if you change those thoughts. This is just becoming aware of those thought feeling patterns that are already going on in your own life. Sometimes you will have a hard time noticing those thoughts by yourself. Okay, so a lot of times we'll have you write them down so you can look at them on paper. But even more effective than that is being with a coach, because you may say something that you're not even meaning to say, that you don't even notice that you said, that you're just showing up to a session, releasing everything out of your brain. And you're like, what? This happens to me all the time when I'm talking to someone in a coaching session and I'm letting my brain just jump out on there. I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know that was there. I didn't even understand that that thought, that powerful thought was in my brain causing this trajectory in my life. So I recommend that if you come to a coaching session, and this is for all of you, is that you don't come prepared. You don't come with an agenda of what you want to work on. You can have a sense of how you're feeling or a sense of a problem that you're having, but one of the best things you can do, because sometimes the cause of the problem that you're dealing with is in the periphery. So if you come to a session and you let us as your coaches do the heavy lifting for you, you may discover more about yourself than you ever thought possible. So you just come to the call and you just spend the first 5 minutes just talking about what's going on for you. And you're not trying to make it positive. You're not trying to make it like you do when you're talking, doing small talk with other people. You're just letting it go. You're complaining if you want, you're judging if you want, you're just releasing all of the thoughts that happen to be on the surface of your brain. Well, I don't like the weather, and I didn't like the way this person talked to me, and I was a little cranky when I woke up this morning, and then I feel a little heavy, my pants were a little tight, and I don't like the way my, you know, daughter's doing her homework, whatever it is, just all the things you can complain. You can say positive things, you can say negative things, just dump it out. What happens when you do that? Because your coach won't respond. We'll just say, what else? What else? What else? Is you'll kind of come to the end of the buzz of the download. And there's a release that happens then. There's like a relief in letting all of the dust out, letting all of the clutter out, just kind of looking at it. It's kind of like taking everything out of the closet and just having it be there. Okay. And that is what you're thinking to yourself, my friends, what you just displayed. Now, it's very tempting to start judging your own thoughts. And I want to highly recommend that you don't do that. And if you're with a coach, they won't let you do that. We're just being curious. What are we thinking to ourselves? We're eavesdropping on our own mind. What is going on in my brain today? No wonder I'm so tense. That's not judgment. That's just like, oh, interesting. I'm thinking this, I'm feeling this. No wonder I reacted that way. No wonder this is going this way. This is what I have in my brain. Okay. And it just increases awareness. It increases consciousness in your own life. And when you can increase consciousness in your own life, you're going to live a more conscious life. The next thing that you will do after you've heard yourself think out loud and you've heard yourself think about what you're thinking about is we want to help you make the direct connection between those thoughts and what you're feeling, because this is the quality of your present moment, what you're thinking and feeling in your present moment. And if we can help you understand that this thought is causing this feeling, and this thought is causing that feeling, and this thought is causing this feeling, and you really make that connection about how you are generating your vibration throughout your day, that level of awareness will take you to another level of consciousness. And we do it from a place of curiosity. We do it from a place of the witness, not from a place of judgment. So when you can see just in one session a week, this is like literally just one coaching session. If you just get on with me once a week and do a thought download, or get on with another coach and do a thought download once a week, you'll be able to see your own brain. Because most of us don't even watch our own brain. We watch our own kids, we watch TV, we watch other people way more than we watch our own brain. And our own brain is what is determining the quality of our life. Okay. So as we go through this course, we have four parts to this course. The first part, the first step, the first component is really understanding what you're currently thinking to yourself. What is your brain filled with right now? What are the sentences in your brain right now? And then emptying those out and looking at how those are affecting how you feel. That's always going to be step one. I highly recommend that you do it with a coach. It's so luxurious to be able to do it with a coach, to be able to just sit back and say, this is what's going on. This is what's going on. This. And it's very different than talking with a friend, because a friend will commiserate with you. And a friend will add to it, or a friend will argue with you, or a friend will try and cheer you up. Your coach isn't going to do that. Your coach is just going to hold space for the emptying out of the brain and then the understanding of the impact of those thoughts on your emotional life. Okay. So that is the very first step. But as we go through this course, I'm also going to show you that once you understand the connection between your thoughts and your feelings, I want to show you that those feelings are then determining all the actions that you're taking in your life. And I want you to see how powerful and subtle a feeling is in driving an action or causing an inaction. And when you can really understand that in your own life, how your feelings affect what you do, then you can start deciding, what do I really want to do in my life? What would be amazing if I would do this every day? And then you can create a thought feeling stack to support what it is you want to do. Ultimately, the third part of this course is teaching you about the results you want to create in your life and how your thoughts ultimately will drive all of those results. The self-coaching model, the way that we have it set up, incorporates all five of the things that happen in the world. But the most important that impacts everything is the way that you think to yourself and about your life. And so if I can help you understand the power of your mind, the power of those sentences, and how those sentences affect everything else, the self-coaching model and the way that I teach it, by the end of this course, you will understand it top to bottom, backward and forward. You'll be able to use it in your own life and with your coach to create what you want. Until you understand the difference between the world and your thoughts about the world, you're never going to be able to consciously decide the quality of life that you want to have, because you will think that the world is affecting you, without understanding how much power you have to decide how the world actually affects you. So if you would like to practice having a thought download and seeing what's going on in your mind and seeing the thoughts and how they're affecting how you feel, please raise your hand. I will call on you. I will bring you on and we will talk about what's going on in your mind. This is a very powerful exercise that all of us can do with our coaches, but I want to demonstrate it here. All right, Martina. Let's go, Martina. Hi.
Oh my God. Hi, Brooke. You have no idea how lucky you made. Like, I can't believe that you called on me.
Yay!
This is so unexpected. I didn't know that I was going to be third. Anyways, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I admire you very much. I want to give other people opportunity. So I want to understand why I feel in a victim mode so much. Mm.
Tell me everything about you being a victim. Give me a full download on how you're a victim.
Well, I tried to make it succinct. I had a verbal altercation with my colleague he told me I was an idiot. In response to that, I told him he was a dick. In response to that, he told me I was a bitch. That was last week. I know, right?
Fantastic.
Yes, and this is a healthcare setting. And 2 days later, he told me in a meeting with two other managers who are senior administration level, he told me in front of them that my opinion doesn't matter as it pertains to an NP we just recently hired. And so I was very upset about it. And this has never been, we have worked together for 2 years. It has never become to that level. We have never called each other names. We just were not very like super warm and fuzzy with each other. Yeah. And the reason I'm feeling victim is because due to other issues last year, I'm very blunt and I don't always filter before I say. I'm not very graceful in my presentation and I have an accent and I'm from European country. So because of my presentation with other people and I do get reactive. So I had to undergo a physician health evaluation and I did really well, but this was in response to something I did last year. I sent an inappropriate email when I was defending physicians and blah, blah, blah. And I'm feeling a victim because I called my supervisor and I told him, like, this is what happened. And I think he needs to apologize to the nurses who heard the verbal altercation. And he needs to apologize to the women in the meeting or acknowledge that it was not appropriate of him to say that my opinion doesn't matter. And I'm feeling like it's unfair that I had to be evaluated by a physician health committee and he just gets to, like, this medical director I spoke to, he spoke to this person for like an hour on Friday unexpectedly. Like, he called him and they spoke. He said, we had a long chat and I'm trying to figure out what is best for us to do here in the work environment. And I'm
upset. Okay. Yeah. So good. And we could keep going too. What is your main thought about him?
About my colleague?
Yeah, just one thought.
Well, I don't like him, but...
I don't like him. What is your main thought about you?
Why does it keep happening to me?
What's the answer? So whenever it's a thought that's a question, we just answer it. Why does this keep happening to you? What is the
answer? Because I know the answer. I react. I cannot keep my emotions under wrap.
I cannot keep my emotions under wrap. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I don't like him. So all of the things that you said about being a victim and about the whole scenario and about what happened are all optional. When you describe it, you make it sound like you're just conveying the facts, right? You're just telling me what happened. And you're just informing me of the situation and what's been going on and where you're from and how you are and how he is and how it was, right? And I want you to understand that those, and this is all you have to understand. We're not going to fix anything. This is what I want you to ponder. Everything you just said to me is optional. There's what happened, and then there's the way you interpreted it. And there's what you gave meaning to and the way you thought to yourself about what happened and the way you thought to yourself about yourself is why you feel the way you do, which is victimized.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's it. I don't want you to try and fix it. I want you to just ponder that, because if this is all just a choice, you're the opposite of a victim. You're completely empowered. You can decide how you want to interpret everything this person does and everything you do without identifying as a victim and without identifying him as a perpetrator. Can you see at least logically that these are all just thoughts that we're choosing to have?
Yes, I believe very strongly what you just said, that if it's optional, I can choose to interpret the way, well, I can choose. And I haven't decided the final version of it, but I believe that what you just said, that I can choose.
So let me just make it really clear for everyone watching and for you. When you have a thought, I don't like him, do you think that that's a choice?
Yes.
Okay. So typically when we think a thought, I don't like them, we don't say, oh, I'm going to choose not to like them. We just think we just don't like them. We just notice we just don't like them. But you're making a choice not to like this man. Is that making your life easier or harder?
Harder, much harder.
Much harder. Because if I, let's say you love me and I say something that he said, the exact same thing, you'd have a completely different interpretation of it. You'd have a completely different meaning of it. But because it's him and you've had this thought, I don't like him, then immediately you're a victim and you're defensive and reactive.
Yeah.
Yes. So this right here is the power of the thought download, because now you have this big pile of thoughts, right? You're just looking at this big pile of thoughts and you're like, okay, all those thoughts are making me feel victimized and maybe justified in how you reacted. But it sounds to me like you don't want to be reactive. Sounds to me like you don't want to respond that way. So now we can look at this pile of thoughts and decide, huh, if these are all choices, maybe I can choose differently. And I don't want you to choose differently yet. I just want you to see that the mind is filled with a bunch of sentences that aren't serving you.
I agree with that. And I only am, I have been understanding that as you have been teaching, as you have been talking, and it's so fascinating. And I'm so grateful that you're doing it. So thank you.
You're so welcome. All right, you guys, let's do, oh, we have 4 minutes. Let's do one more. We'll do a quick one. You ready, Kathy?
Yes.
Hi.
Yes, in a month. I am the luckiest person alive. Okay.
You're the luckiest person alive. Let's go.
Okay. I have an ex. And we were together for half a year in 2021, from May to November. And he's the first person that ever left me. And I have been getting over him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there is a so.
And there's wait, say it again.
There's a part of me that kind of doesn't want to let go.
Mm.
And because when he left, it was like his ghost was just so like so strongly still there. I was still kind of so attached to him. Mm-hmm. I just decided that I was going to follow what you say, and I was just going to have a relationship with him that was unconditional, including he was not there. That's fine.
Yeah.
I was just going to keep loving him.
Yeah. Okay. How's okay. that working out?
I know, this is why I'm talking to you. I need help so badly.
That's not working out really well. Why?
Because it's like, because it's still kind of like, bloop, like, ah, this one, this guy. I wonder if he still thinks about it. Like, kind of, it's still there.
What do you think about him?
I mean, we don't have enough time for that.
Yeah, we do. This is called the thought download. Give me five thoughts. What do you think about him?
I think he's the most complicated and the most beautiful and the most kind of profoundly impactful person that's kind of ever been in my life. It's he has depression, which is really annoying that that's what I like attached to so closely. I think he probably doesn't actually think about me that much, which is painful to think.
What do you think about you?
That I'm desperate. That's desperate. That it's been too long. I should be over him by now.
Mm-hmm.
I do think I kind of did it the right way. The way that I did it, because it was almost like I didn't have a choice. He was just going to be here anyway. So might as well, like, instead of resisting all the feelings, just like be open to them at least and go through them with myself.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think about myself that I'm crazy a little bit.
Okay. So you have a big pile of thoughts you just shared with us.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think those thoughts are making you feel?
Scattered,
sad, detached, lonely, crazy, frustrated. Here's the good news. The reason you feel that way is because of this pile of thoughts, not because of dude.
Yeah.
Okay. And I always say this too, as a side note, like, this person doesn't want to be with you. Not an attractive quality in a mate.
I know.
I want someone who doesn't want to be with me, said no one ever. Here's what I want you to do, and this is really important with these thought downloads, is just look at these thoughts. Just let them come out and look at them, and then ask yourself how they feel. And let them come out and look at them and ask yourself how you feel, because you are allowing your brain to think the thoughts it wants to think. And that's okay, especially in the beginning. But like you said, at some point, your brain needs supervision. It's like a toddler with a knife. If you let it keep thinking thoughts, it will make you feel terrible most of the time.
Yeah.
Right? So what are some thoughts that you could start generating? And we'll do this later in this class, start generating to really think about where could you direct your mind in a way that's true. And it's not just a bunch of BS, and it's creating an emotion that you want to have, because this is the scattered craziness that you tell yourself he could solve if what, he came back?
Oh, no, there's no way.
There's no coming back.
No.
Okay. So we're just going to be crazy without him.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'd much rather be.
You don't want to be with him.
No, that's the weird thing.
Why don't you want to be with him?
Because I trespassed me. She also decided that this wasn't the relationship. Like, she was done with it. So whenever, like, now me is like, urging for him, I'm like, listen, she knew what she was doing. This was the right decision at the time. We were really peaceful with this breakup. So,
but what if you brought that into present tense too? I know what I'm doing. I'm very peaceful with this breakup. I'm ready to move on. I don't want to be with this person. Just notice those thoughts are actually true for you, but that's not what you're thinking to yourself on purpose. And that's the shift we need to make, but we can't make that shift until we look at what we're currently thinking. A bunch of sentences that aren't serving you or him or the world. Now, it doesn't mean that we try to delete them. It doesn't mean we beat ourselves up for them. We just look at them and go, huh. Is this causing me to feel this? And if so, do I want to continue? And sometimes I'll ask myself, how much longer do we want to keep thinking this? And sometimes the answer is a couple weeks.
Oh, that's a good question.
But it's so much harder to keep thinking the same thoughts when you're looking at this pile of thoughts that isn't serving you, and you're seeing that it's causing you to feel that way, and you can't give credit to the world or to him or to something else for doing it. You have to own it. And so then what happens is you start getting your power back in terms of your decision on what to think about yourself. And I like the way you're thinking about your past self. I want you to think that way about your present self.
Okay.
This girl knows what she's doing.
Okay.
Right?
Well... But yeah, I can start believing that. Like, in a lot of ways, I do know what I'm doing.
Yes. I think you totally know what you're doing, but you don't think that. That's the only difference between us. I think you know what you're doing. You don't think you know what you're doing.
Yes.
But what if you thought you knew what you were doing? You might feel different.
I'm trying really hard to believe that about myself right now.
Yeah. But maybe you could just stop trying so hard and just like start thinking it. Just try it on like an outfit and just see what happens. And if that doesn't work, just keep noticing that you keep thinking that you don't know what you're doing. And that's not serving you at all.
That's a good point.
All right, my friend. Thank you so much for volunteering.